and take it away.
Okay, well, welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. It feels funny to introduce myself since so few of us are here right now, but my name is Karen Deaton. I'm a Prairie member. I first came to Prairie about 16 years ago. And in my current roles, I am chair of the Religious Education Committee, and I'm also serving on the Building Committee, and I'm the chair of the Landscape Subcommittee of the Housing and Property Committee, and I think that's all. So we have a few announcements before we get started. There are activities this week that you might want to join in on virtually. We have Monday evening D&D for beginners, Wednesday evening Fun with Holly, Friday evening D&D for more experienced people, and you can find more information about all those things in Dan's weekly message and in our order of service. We're sharing our offering with the Street Pulse, the newspaper that supports homeless people in Madison. And I think we are ready to listen to our opening song. Chalice reading read by Suzanne Grenant. A chalice lighting. Did I say that right? No. You'll need to unmute yourself, Suzanne.
And are you lighting the candle, Karen?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm reading The Pride Flame by Linda Lee Franson. We light this flame to ignite our hearts and minds, the spark of knowledge that enlightens, the shimmering hope that burns, the blazing love that engulfs our actions, the bonfire of our commitment. We light this flame for those who celebrate themselves, who fear, who hope, who persevere, who stand on the side of love for all. We light this flame for those who have been ridiculed, that they may find peace, for those who fought to marry, that they may celebrate, for those who live in uncertainty in the world, that they may have hope. We light this flame to renew our commitment that no one shall ever again suffer for the right to love. We light this flame to celebrate our kaleidoscope of diversity, working, loving, and living on the side of love. For this, we light this flame.
Thank you, Suzanne. We'll have a minute of silent meditation now, beginning and ending with a chime. Our story for all ages today is very appropriate for Pride Month and our remembrance of the Stonewall riots. And Renee, I think you're taking over the screen and reading the story at this point.
Yep. I'll just pop up if people have speaker viewer. You can see in the gallery. So this is Entangle Makes Three by Justin Richardson and Peter Parnell, illustrated by Henry Cole, based on a true story. So this is kind of long, so I'm going to just like picture walk, I call it, with the kids, some of the pages, and then some I'll read the whole thing. But in the middle of New York City, there is a great big park called Central Park, and everyone loves to play there. Best of all, it has its very own zoo. Every day, families of all kinds go to visit the animals that live there. But children and their parents aren't the only families at the zoo. Animals make many families of their own, and then it goes through all the different animal families that they have there. And in the penguin house, there are penguin families. I love the light that's on my page. That's from my other lamp, but that's okay. Every year at the very same time, the penguins start noticing each other. Ooh, la la. And they start becoming couples. There were two penguins in the penguin house. one was named Roy and one was named Silo. They're both boys and they did everything together. They bowed to each other and walked together. They sang to each other and swam together. Wherever Roy went, Silo went there too. Roy and Silo liked to wind their necks around each other. Their keeper, Mr. Gramsci, noticed the two penguins and thought to himself, they must be in love. Roy and Silo watched how the other penguins made a home, so they built a nest of stones for themselves. Every night, Roy and Silo slept together just like the other penguin couples. They need their nest. And every morning they woke up together. But one day, Roy and Silo saw that the other couples could do something that they could not. The mama penguin would lay an egg. She and the papa penguin would take turns keeping the egg warm until finally it would hatch. And then there would be a baby penguin. Baby penguins there. However, Roy and Silo had no egg to sit on and keep warm. They had no baby chick to feed and cuddle and love. Their nest was nice, but it was a little empty. One day, Roy found something that looked like what the other penguins were hatching and brought it to their nest. It was only a rock, but Silo carefully sat on it and sat. And sat. And it talks about how they took turns sitting on it, but unfortunately, nothing happened. But that gave Mr. Gramsci an idea. He found an egg that needed to be cared for and brought it to Roy and Silo's nest. And I read the reason that they chose one of these eggs is one of the other couples, when they laid two eggs, they would only take care of one. So the other one they had to, like the keepers had to raise basically, so that's why they chose this egg. And Roy and Silo knew just what to do. They moved the egg to the center of their nest and they turned it every day so it stayed warm. Some days Roy sat while Silo went for food. I just see Rachel's here, I'll admit her. Other days it was Silo's turn to take care of their egg. They sat in the morning, they sat at night. They sat, kept sitting, long time sitting on this egg. Until one day they heard a sound coming from inside their egg. Beep, 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 it said. And they called back, squawk, squawk, beep, beep, answered the egg. Suddenly, a tiny hole appeared in the eggshell. And then, crack! Out came their very own baby. She had fuzzy white feathers and a funny black beak. Now Roy and Silo were fathers. We'll call her Tango, Mr. Gramsci decided, because it takes two to make a tango. Roy and Silo taught Tango how to sing for them when she was hungry. They fed her food from their beaks. They snuggled in their nest at night. Tango was the very first penguin in the zoo to have two daddies. Soon Tango grew strong enough to leave the nest. Roy and Silo took her for a swim, just like all the other penguin families. And all the children who came to the zoo could see Tango and her two fathers playing in the penguin house with the other penguins. Hooray, Roy! Hooray, Silo! Welcome, Tango, they cheered. And at night, the three penguins returned to their nest. There they snuggled together, and like all the other penguins in the penguin house and all the other animals in the zoo and all the families in the big city around them, they went to sleep. Yeah. And that is based on a true story. So at the back, if you ever get this book, it talks about that story.
So. Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome. That was picked by Suzanne. Thank you, Suzanne.
Very nice. So our prairie building right now, it's like Silo and Roy's nest, that picture of their sad, empty nest with no egg in it. But it's ready. It's you know, I mean, there's still a lot to do, but it's basically ready. And someday we will be able to, you know, bring our little rock egg back and hatch it in love and be together again. And I'm really delighted to say that we have a video tour of the newly remodeled building that Renee is going to present to us.
Yes, this is the 1000% professional video tour made by me and my phone and John Wonderland. So I'm going to share my screen, but Karen, when I'm sharing my screen, it's going to be hard for me to admit people. So if you see people pop up on the participant, just say admit and then they can just join. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen and we have, there's two videos because I didn't want to go down the shaky stairs. And also we didn't do the outside because it was raining and it was under construction and looked really not great. So we
it's still under construction outside. It's
still under construction. So we just did the, so this is the main level video. All right.
Welcome to the New Prairie Building. This is the foyer, and it's much larger and spacious, more spacious than it used to be, with lots of natural lighting. This is our newly renovated kitchen, with a lot of stainless steel, and a great feature is this new commercial dishwasher, which can do loads of dishes in 90 seconds. This is a nice feature I want to point out once we get the second door fixed. No more center pillar here. Welcome to the main meeting room. We have an integrated screen that will drop down. Nice expanded closet space here.
Okay. That's great. Oh, there it is. Found it. Okay, so that was the part one. And then the other one is the lower level. There's this one. And we should probably say too that we're not like finished. Like there's no furniture and we still have several things that need to get kind of finalized. But this is the lower level. So I'm gonna play this one.
Welcome to the newly renovated kitchen space. All new cabinets. We still have to put the refrigerator in. All of the classrooms have been repainted. And all of the lighting in the basement has been converted to LED, so it's much brighter and more environmentally friendly. And the ceiling has been removed. There was a drop ceiling in here, so there's more natural lighting in this space.
Two videos, and if you heard the Darth Vader, that's because I was wearing an N95 mask. So as I was like listening, I could hear like myself breathing. But anyway, that's why we were being safe. So I was wearing an N95 mask. So that's and we talked about we'll do Q&A after we finish the service. So
yeah. So we will move on now to our closing words, read by Suzanne.
You have to unmute yourself. Oh, Suzanne, you have to unmute yourself again.
Okay. This is For a New Home by John O'Donohue. May this be a safe, may this house shelter your life when you come in home here. May all the weight of the world fall from your shoulders. May your heart be tranquil here. Blessed by peace, the world cannot give. May this home be a lucky place where the graces your life desires always find the pathway to your door. May nothing destructive ever cross your threshold. May this be a safe place, full of understanding and acceptance, where you can be as you are, without the need of any mask of pretense or image. May this home be a place of discovery, where the possibilities that sleep in the clay of your soul can emerge to deepen and refine your vision for all that is yet to come to birth. May it be a house of courage, where healing and growth are loved, where dignity and forgiveness prevail. A home where patience of spirit is prized, and the sight of the destination is never lost, though the journey be difficult and slow. May there be great delight around this hearth. May it be a house of welcome for the broken and diminished. May you have the eyes to see that no visitor arrives without a gift, and no guest leaves without a blessing.
May that all be so. That concludes the formal part of our service this morning, and we will move first to, we'll have questions and discussion about the video tour of our remodeled space.